Jim Nader, who brought his annoying music segments to this program for many years, died yesterday at the age of 59. Scott Simon has this remembrance for his friend.
Jim Nader was a sweet soul and a cockeyed wit in a world with too little of both. He said annoying music wasn't bad so much as good songs recorded by big stars who should have known better. I pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans. Jim, I'm sorry, let me come up for air again. That's the first, like, 20 years ago, God forbid, when we were in grammar school. That was the first record you ever gave me, Leonard Nimoy singing Proud Mary.
And I like it back now. It's pretty valuable. But I never saw the
good side of the city. When I once met Leonard Nimoy, he lifted his eyebrows with Vulcan disdain to ask, why won't that annoying man let me forget my own singing? Annoying music became Jim's signature, but he did that show mostly to support another program he did for 21 years on WBEZ in Chicago called Magnificent Obsession, a program for, not just about, people battling addiction. They told their own stories, no experts, no analysis, but the open beat of real human hearts. The show aired before dawn each weekend when people, like Jim, who were struggling to get control of their lives, might switch on a radio for company and solace in a long, dark night.
If you've reached the point where you know you are addicted to the point where it controls your life, and you sort of lose track trying to figure out why. It's like, why did I get cancer? It serves no purpose. The energy has got to be used to stop drinking. It's as simple as that.
But staying stopped is a struggle that never ceases. Jim will be missed by those of us who loved him, but also remembered in a lot of laughs by listeners. And even as he lost his own battle with drink, Jim Nader did shows that gave others the grit to keep going.
Someone in addiction often describes that magnificent obsession for that drink to be like trying to catch a lover type of a thing. So you end up listening to love songs in the head of someone ensnared by this. You know, the song that comes to mind is from The Phantom of the Opera, the music of the night.
Yeah.
The lyrics are something like this. Close your eyes and surrender to your darkest dreams. Heard your thoughts of a life you knew before. Close your eyes. Let your music start to soar.
And you'll live as you've never lived before. Floating, falling.
Scott Simon, remembering his friend and Weekend Edition contributor, Jim Nader. This is NPR News.